Hello everyone, welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 5, Media Options. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello once again, I am Tarun Makhija. I am the co-founder and CEO of Big Mao Digital and Media. I am an IT engineer turned digital marketer. I love to work out, food, coffee, and I can travel to the moon for food. I'm a lecturer, a speaker, and a believer of spreading positive vibes and positivity wherever I go. My aim in life is to spread a smile on each person's face. And lastly, I'm also the host of the podcast called Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and of the show on Instagram called Tarun Ke Saath. Coming back to media options. The objectives of today's lecture is to understand the characteristics of various media vehicles and the penetrations of various media vehicles. Introduction. The Indian entertainment industry, which gives an opportunity to use the medium, has 9 major elements. In terms of overall advertising expenditures, media advertising is still dominated by press and television. Don't be shocked. Yes, it is still dominated by press and television, which are of comparable sizes by the value of sales. Yes, press and television are still getting comparable higher sales to other channels of media and are getting the maximum advertising expenditure compared to other medias. Nevertheless, you all know that one single medium cannot do the magic, and one medium doesn't answer all the queries of any user, any customer, or for that matter, any media manager. So it is very important to understand the characteristics of various medias to utilize the full potential of any medium and even a rupee spent on advertising. Every rupee counts, and every media should be able to give the kind of return it is supposed to. So let's try to understand much more detail about various types of media options. In the 5-year period of 2014 to 2019, we have seen an explosion of media creation and media consumption in India, courtesy being social media. Yes, you, I, everybody consumes and produces so much content on a day-to-day basis. Like for example, right now, before this lecture, you might have been just scrolling on Instagram or your LinkedIn feeds or your Facebook, if you're still there, or YouTube or Twitter, which is why the consumption is increasing and is on a high in the last 5 years or 6 years rather. One thing is very evident, that digital is the media of the present and the future. Digital is going to take a lot of space in your media options in all the future plans and is doing it right now as well. The 9 elements in Indian media industry are TV, radio, print, films, music, OOH, digital, online gaming, and VFX. Starting with print media. Print comprises of 2 major categories, newspapers and magazines. This category has been headed by newsprint, and sale of newspaper in the country increased by 11.8% in 2013, according to a report by KPMG in 2014. Approximately 62 of the world's best-selling newspapers dailies are published in China, Japan, and India. Don't get shocked, because yes, China, Japan, and India put together have a lot of newspaper readers on a daily basis. Yes, till now as well. In this era of an TOI or an InShots app or the ET app in the palm of your hand, still people prefer, a lot of audience still prefers reading newspapers. India has consumed more than 1 billion newspaper copies as on now, making it the 2nd largest market in the world for newspapers. Imagine so many people reading newspapers and your brand on the front page, full jacket ad being shown to the world. Imagine the kind of brand recall, brand identification, customer acquisition, and brand visibility you will get through a newspaper. From advertising sales angle, the situation is very positive. Compared to the global print advertisement, sales are declining. The Indian industry, on the contrary, has shown a growth of 1.9% on print advertisements. Yes, we still have a lot of readers versus a lot of people who consume media on digital bits. We in the country are touching bigger and better heights. This entire snippet is very well evident. We being the only market in the world where print continues to dominate and is growing in all aspects, right from readership to geography to circulation. If you notice the entire graph, we are always over a high, right from TV to the print, internet, radio, outdoor. As a total, we have shown a growth of almost 10,000. These figures being in millions and billions and bigger and crores as a whole. What we also have understood that newspapers will never die, at least in a country like India, having showing a growth of a lot of percent by close to 1.9 is a no shocker and a no brainer in India. A lot of things, a lot of industries, right from education, real estate, gold, jewelry, still require that impact to be shown through a newspaper. The readership has grown across age groups, not just the elderly lot. Publishers are gearing up to move beyond pure play print revenue streams. Yes, they are trying to do that. But still, we are on a rise and on a big sales growth in print advertisement. Some of the dailies which have shown an immense growth are Dainik Jagran, Dainik Bhaskar, Daily Marathi, and a lot more. You can refer the graph to understand what kind of dailies are getting what kind of reach. Yes, there have been certain places where the reach has also just increased by a fraction, but it is still gone up. If you see the entire diagram, everything, every arrow goes up. And that's how impactful a print media in a country like India can be. Newspapers being one of the most amazing media options. Today, across the world, more than half the world's adult population reads a newspaper. Yes, they still do it. More than 2.5 billion read the print edition and over 600 million read the digital edition. 600 million read the digital edition, 2.5 billion read the print edition. In India, new newspapers being published will continue to grow at a speed of 6-9% every year. While circulation numbers continue to grow across all editions of newspapers, this is more evident in the regional editions, which seems to have a very, very strong brand following. By that we mean is, if a person consumes a TOI, he loves TOI. The brand following and the loyalty for a newspaper is there over the years. It is not going to go away. Yes, newspapers are growing. While the instant news era of 24-hour news channels on television have their own impact and own importance, they have their own way of communicating information. But still, the circulation number of newspapers has a little bit of impact compared to the news channels. But not to forget, India still wakes up with a cup of tea and a newspaper. We still are the highest circulated daily in India. And we still have the highest circulated daily remaining a regional language newspaper in the country. At the metropolitan level, the English language dailies rule without doubt. But the highest being a regional language newspaper. According to some reports, the newspaper ad sales have been plummeting in the USA since 2006. the current being the lowest with negative growth to close to 30% in the US. In contrary, Indian newspaper ad sales have been growing constantly over the last 5 years. Now again, we live in a country where people wake up with a cup of tea and a newspaper. Thus, newspaper is going to keep growing and print is still going to grow. The second most used or viewed print medium is a magazine. The major difference between a magazine and a newspaper is the depth of the content and the frequency. A newspaper, you get it every day, while a magazine might be a monthly subscription or a bi-monthly subscription, depending on the kind of magazine you're referring to. The other major factor is the price. Cost relationship, the price-cost relationship between magazines and newspapers. Since magazines are normally trying to use much, much better quality paper and the frequency is less, the price-cost relationship is much more strained. The price of a magazine is much higher compared to a newspaper. And that's why the price-cost relationship is much, much strained over there compared to a newspaper. The Indian magazine segment has also been a steady growth path. However, restricted reach and decline in readership can be a hindrance to this trend. Yes, magazines have seen a decline in the trend of being read by the audience, wherein newspapers are still on a high. Among the magazine companies, according to a survey by EY, 73% of the respondents believed that magazine readership growth will continue to be driven by the metros and India's 15 largest cities. EY agrees to that. EY survey conveys that yes, magazines will also keep growing. Out of the 20 most read magazines in the country, only 3 magazines are in English, while other remaining in Hindi and other regional languages. English magazines, however, garner the lion's share of ad revenues. Yes, that's where the advertisers put their bet and most of their monies. According to the survey, if you see on the diagram, the top 20 magazines in the country are Right From India Today, firstly being English, then being Hindi, to going up to the Sports Star, to a lot of these magazines. If you see, right from 2017 to 2019, almost every magazine is still on a growth. Quite surprising, but yes, still on a growth. Despite the market being dominant by digital and the world of digital, the magazine sector keeps growing. Probably these are the 3 new major reasons. The inflow of the new market entrants, new titles coming in, new magazines coming in, alternate revenue streams for the print and the magazines. Advertising currently comprises around 74% of the magazine industry's total revenues. Reach of the magazine sector in India is still largely insufficient. More than 300 million literate individuals do not read any publication. More than 300 million literate individuals do not read any magazine. During recession, advertising declined by 4.9% as advertisers faced the pressure to reduce marketing spends during the slowdown. But still, ad revenues are expected to increase. But the penetration is going to be a big, big, big challenge for the magazine sector. Why? Because the constant pushing away from a magazine to going to a newspaper, to a real-time TV, to a real-time application on your phones is going to be very difficult to penetrate the right audience. But the silver lining in this case is alternate revenue streams such as events and digital delivery are gaining grounds. And they are expected to account for 20 to 50% of total revenues within the next 3 years. Television and digital are leading from the front, no doubt about this. But compared to 2018 and in 2021 in the future, we might have a big increase in the viewership of television and the readership of newspapers. But if you notice, right from a radio to an outdoor to magazine to cinema, the biggest growth is of the internet, almost becoming double than what it is or what it was in 2018. These figures being in crores, you can understand where the advertising expenditure in India is happening. Most of it being still on television, till now and in future. Newspapers are not far too less versus the internet. Three major mediums or media options where the advertising expenditures is the most. Talking about television now, the first television in India was since 1959, but it was primarily used as a tool for education, specifically in the agricultural sector. It was back in the days in 1984 in Asian Games, which finally exhibited the commercial scope as a mass media of the television. Today, we live in a country which is one of the largest television markets in terms of viewership. We are doing amazing on readership in newspapers, even better in television. We as Indians love the television, and why not show your audience something on a media which they already are consuming so happily and by a great margin or a great number. With the development of the homegrown programming, the television industry in India has gained a very strong footing. Yes, the homegrown programming has helped in making television industry a very, very strong foot in the advertising gamut. This is normally the most expensive medium, and as such is generally only open to major advertisers. Although some regional contractors offer more affordable packages to their local advertisers, but still television as a medium is used by big corporate giants and big advertisers who have truckloads of money to spend on a medium like that. It by far offers the widest coverage, particularly at the peak hours being roughly 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Especially when we talk about and refer to family audiences. In India, every family watches television after their dinners or during their dinners also in some cases. That's exactly where you get the highest viewership in the country. It offers all kinds of factors, right from sight to sound to movement and color. It has the greatest impact, especially for those products or services where a demo is very essential, since it combines the virtues of both the storyteller and the demonstrator. Any product, if you keep scrolling your feed on social media, you can see it in a static format. But when it comes to television, you can have a demo right from an RO to a sound system to a television advertised on television and much more. Yes, you can do amazing videos on social media and digital too, but television still has a big chunk of audience which views it and gets attracted to a product or a service by viewing an ad between their favorite episodes or serials or programs. To be very, very effective, your message and your communication should be very simple and be able to overcome surrounding family life distractions, especially the TV remote. Now, when you do something on the television, it has to be very simple, and it has to make sure that your audience is still watching and doesn't get up and go do some work during the ad being aired on the television. Television as a whole plays a major role in the flow of information, and it is equipped with the power to influence people, their beliefs and their opinions. Imagine somebody coming on television and telling you to probably wear this jacket because let's say it has the best material, it has the best comfort, it has the best fit, and it's custom made only for you. Right from a Cadbury Bonneville, because you don't buy a Bonneville, you earn it. It gives you a better sense and better and a bigger feeling when you buy a bone will today. That's exactly how it influences people, their beliefs, their opinions about anything and everything. It being a visual medium, its impact transcends the social and educational background of its viewers. More so in a diverse country like India. Yes, it impacts the users a lot. It impacts depending on the kind of educational background you're from, and it varies from people to people. Media consumption habits of consumers in metro and tier 1 cities in India closely resemble the sophistication to that of consumers in developed markets like the US and the UK. On the other hand, media consumption habits of consumers in tier 2 cities and rural areas are less sophisticated. Thus, they like to move more towards a television versus other mediums or a newspaper. However, TV remains a favorite media source for most consumers across age groups, irrespective of domicile. 92% of the respondents rank watching TV as their top media consumption source. 94% respondents consider advertising on TV as the most influential media source to impact their buying decisions. You saw an ad for a toilet cleaner, to the toothpaste you use, to the brush you use, to the insurance you take. Everything is influenced by the TV. No, I'm not claiming it. The reports claim it. 94% of the 92% of people who responded said advertising on TV influences their decision of buying the most. While the media and entertainment market in the country is relatively smaller when it compares with other countries, India still has the third largest television market in terms of number of viewership after China and the US. It continues to dominate the M&E sector, followed by print and filmed entertainment. Indian media and entertainment industry grew at a CAGR of 10.90% from FY17 to 18. 10.90%, guys. It is also expected to grow at a CAGR of 13.10%, and it is set to touch 2660.20 billion rupees by financial year 2023, from rupees 1.436 billion back in financial year 2018. That's the kind of growth television has predicted as a media. Next, we move on to radio. Radio advertising has increased greatly in the recent years with the granting of many more licenses. Yes, a lot of new stations have come up through which the consumption and the listenership keeps on growing. It typically reaches your audience at different times of the day. Adults at breakfasts, housewives during the day or during when they are cooking. I've seen a lot of my friends and their moms, and my moms even, who listen to the radio during the evening or when they're cooking. It's the easiest way to have something to do along with your cooking. Third, being commuters during the rush hours. A lot of people still like to listen to the radio when they're commuting on the way to work, coming back from work. Yes, it's a tough fight between consuming your mobile phones or consuming something on the internet or on social media, but yes, radio has still a good chunk. It can be a very cost-effective way of reaching these audiences, especially because the production costs are much cheaper than for television. Yes, the ad copies and the copywriting needs to be on point, but the ad doesn't need to be produced visually. It only needs to be produced in the audio form, which is why it becomes one of the most cheapest, but yes, the most cost-effective ways of advertising. But it is limited by the lack of visual elements, yes. It may limit the message because the listeners are only listening to you. They can't visualize your product. They can't understand the visual appeal of the product. How will it look? How and what are you trying to do? So that is where you need to keep your message very simple and on the point for the listeners to to grab attention and understand the message in one go. In radio advertising, it is very important to identify the right timing to reach specific type of radio listeners and specific type of audiences, specifically your target audience. If your timing is not right, you might hit the cord somewhere else and your entire thing will go down the drain, which is obviously not going to happen because your research will be stronger. And like we discussed in the previous chapter, research and see wherein you have the maximum amount of listeners and what kind of listeners are these. The FM radio industry in India has been growing at a rapid and a compounded annual growth of a CAGR of 14%. Just compounded annual growth rate of 14% over the last 3 years. Quite surprising, but still the truth. The small share of FM radio industry in the overall advertising pie is no surprise, considering that the radio is not considered to be the primary advertising medium, but it is still very effective in executing regional ad campaigns. Yes, regional ad campaigns, radio plays a very important role. Imagine if you are down south, a regional language over there like a Telugu or a Kannada, it rings a bell to you. If you're in Mumbai or Maharashtra, Marathi rings a bell to you. If you're in Gujarat, Gujarati ad campaigns or ad will ring a bell to you. Yes, it's not the primary source or the primary advertising medium, but it is very effective in executing regional ad campaigns. It is very important to note here that the phase 3 of FM radio licensing promises further growth opportunities for the Indian FM radio industry, since it covers 294 cities and 839 licenses. Also, the sector is expected to grow at a 23 billion rupees at a CAGR of 18% during the 3 years following phase 3 auctions. You have all the big guns over there, right? From your Radio City to Radio Mirchi to Big FM, Red FM, and many, many more. After we have consumed a lot of audio content and a lot of radio, let's move on to OOH advertising or out-of-home advertising. Right from a TV to a radio, everything is in your houses, to a newspaper as well, to a magazine as well. But the outdoor advertising gamut is where you as a user spend a lot of time, and you as advertisers and marketers need to understand as well. Outdoor advertising essentially is any type of advertising that reaches to the consumer while they are outside the home. Yes, it's as simple as that. It's self-explanatory. Out of home advertising. When you're not in the house, there are hoardings, there are signals at which there are posters and everything and anything which gets you and grabs your eyeballs. Although the OOH segment has a low contribution to the total of the entertainment industry, in the coming years, it is going to witness significant growth. The market size for OOH entertainment has reached about 34.3 billion in 2017. Quite a shocker. There are different types of OOH advertising, right from billboards to the point of purchase advertising to ambient advertising. Right from a dangler in a restaurant to something on your table in a restaurant to all these big hoardings and posters in a mall to outside the malls to hoardings across the city and many, many, many more. Advertising on a pole, on the dividers of the signals, and anything and everything that you can imagine outside the houses. At bus stops, at bus stands, everything which is outside the house. Billboards. Billboards or hoardings are the most essential part, according to me, of OOH or out-of-home advertising. Traditional roadside billboards remain the predominant form of outdoor advertising across the globe. Today, when you cross a street, when you cross the road or you stop at a signal, what do? Yes, a lot of us check our phones, but a lot of us still see what is around us and notice an advertisement on a billboard. Today, the billboard revenue is 73% local ads, 18% national ads, and 9% public service ads. The street furniture is made up of formats such as bus shelters, news tracks, news racks, mall kiosks and telephone booth advertising. You can see a billboard on any size and any shape and size on the streets outside you. You cannot make sure that you don't look in an ad in a billboard if you're crossing by. And a lot of times people miss it also. But if it is engaging and enticing, you will never miss seeing and stopping at a billboard. This form of outdoor advertising is mainly seen in urban centers. Additionally, this form of advertising provides benefits to communities as street furniture companies are often responsible for building and maintaining the shelters people use while waiting for the bus. Doesn't only give the revenue to the brands, from the advertisers to the advertisers to people who are building these furniture and infrastructure for the billboards, plus to people who are maintaining it. Everybody gets a share, and it actually benefits to a lot of people. Transit advertising is typically advertising placed on anything which moves. Like we all say, we are in transit. Transit is something which moves. Advertising on something which moves is transit advertising. So for example, buses, subway advertising, truck sides, food trucks, taxis, and a lot of other things. But it also includes fixed, static, and electronic advertising at train stations and platforms. It is a part of the same transit advertising spectrum, in which your train stations and platforms have different fixed, static, electronic advertisements, which are also part of the same. The most interesting thing about transit advertising is that the vehicle moves from the region where you want it to move, and your TG is always on the move, so they also see it. It does the job for you. Next is airport advertising, which helps businesses address an audience while traveling, which is also part of the same category. You know, a lot of these brands, which are cell phone companies, advertise a lot on airports. I have noticed the ads of a lot of big giants ad a lot of times on the airports. Sometimes even adjacent to each other. A lot of banks, a lot of loan-based companies do airport advertising as well. Municipalities often accept this form of advertising as it provides revenue to the city and port authorities. It not only gives the benefit again to the brand and to the advertisers and to the marketers, but also to the city as a whole. Alternative advertising includes ads in stadiums, on petrol pumps, bike racks, rest areas, and other non-traditional formats. It also provides a way to address consumers in places they may not even expect. That's the beauty of this. Imagine a rest area wherein you had a lot of people coming, resting, but there was an ad on the bench which caught your eye, caught your attention. And petrol pumps as well. And a lot of other things. Thank you so much for staying till the end. I hope you all had an amazing lecture so far. Until next time, take care, stay safe. Tarun Makhija signing off.